This about Putin.
And I just sent a picture from somebody that wants to be there very badly. He's been very respectful of me and of our country, but not so respectful of others. But I'm going to sign this for him. But I was sent one, and I thought you'd all like to see it. That's a man named Vladimir Putin, who I believe will be coming, depending on what happens. He may be coming, and he may not.
Donald Trump is saying that Vladimir Putin is being invited to the World Cup. I'm not sure when the last time was a dictator was invited to the World Cup, but that's certainly obscene. Secondly, I cannot believe the President of the United States is sharing this photo like they were on a date and they want to memorialize it, and he's going to sign it and send it to the president, who is literally killing innocent civilians every day in Ukraine, who has kidnapped 20,000 children from Ukraine. Donald Trump is holding, who, by the way, again, that man is not doing well. Thank God, this dictator is 79 and not 59. And thank God, this motherfucker doesn't work out besides golf. All he does is eat Big Macs and drink Diet Cokes, because that is not the sign of someone who is thriving. All right, now, Donald Trump was also asked about Epstein. And you're probably not going to be surprised to hear that he essentially is like admitting he's in that shit.
Good idea. Your Justice Department is also sending some of the Epstein files over to the House Oversight Committee today. Are you in support of them releasing all of them?
I'm in support of keeping
it open. If they wanted to release,
people shouldn't be hurt, but I'm in support of keeping it totally open. I couldn't care less. You got a lot of people that it could be mentioned in those files that don't deserve to be, you know, people, because he knew everybody in Palm Beach. I don't know anything about that, but I have said to Pam and everybody else, give them everything you can give them, because it's a Democrat hoax. It's just a hoax. The whole Epstein thing is a Democrat hoax. So we had the greatest 6 months, 7 months in the history of the presidency, and the Democrats don't know what to do, so they keep bringing up that stuff. But it affected them. Bill Clinton was on his plane and went to the island supposedly 28 times. I don't want to bring that up, frankly. You have Larry, whatever his name is, Summers, the head of Harvard, who was Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. Nobody ever talks about that. But I don't want to hurt Larry Summers, but he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. No, this is a Democratic hoax to try and get the significance of what we've done over the past 7 months. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. They say it's number one in history.
Who was actually best friends with Jeffrey Epstein? This guy. And to be clear, I'm sure if you're watching this right now, you don't care if Larry Summers is in the list. You don't care if Bill Clinton is on the list. Do you care? I don't care. Donald Trump can't say two things at once. You can't say it's a Democratic hoax, but then